Usually, you're the one who tells me what I have to do to please you. And that suits me just fine. But earlier you asked me if I could decide the manner in which I would want to please you. What would it be? I've been thinking about that. First, I would want you to get comfortable, sir. It can be anywhere you like. A comfy chair, the side of your bed. Anywhere you can sit and relax. And then I would stand before you and slowly take off all my clothes. Not like an alluring striptease, but still very deliberately, because I know you're watching me. And once I'm completely bare before you, I would give you a moment. Let your eyes get their fill of all that is me, all that is yours. And then I would kneel between your legs and run my hands up and down your thighs. And I'd be looking up at you because I want you, sir, to see. I want you to see in my eyes, on my face, just how much I want this. How eager I am. I would bring a hand over your cock through your pants, and you'd grow harder under my touch, and I would revel in it. The stiffening I feel under my palm is the physical proof that I'm pleasing you, and that pleases me. I wouldn't be doing that for long, though. I don't want you to get fully hard yet. Today, that's a job for my mouth. So I would undo your pants and take out your cock. And you would be able to see my breath catch and my tongue wet my lips, as if I could already taste you. And my head would come down, not to take you in my mouth, not yet, but to rub my face on your cock like a cat. Eyes closed, breathing heavily through parted lips, as if I wanted to mark you with my scent. Or myself with yours. Then I'll come up and my small hand would wrap around your shaft as I lean my head back down. This time to press a wet open mouth kiss over the tip. I would give broad licks all over the head and drag my pointed tongue along the ridge before I finally take you in my warm, wet mouth. I would start slow, taking great care in making your cock drip with my spit. I would start slow because I want you to really, really enjoy this, and because I'm really enjoying this, worshipping your cock. My lips would glide tightly along your shaft, up and down. And every time I'd come up, my tongue wraps around the head, caressing and teasing, before I dive onto you again, over and over like a wondrously lewd trance. In this instant, there is nothing else but your throbbing cock in my mouth and the sound of your pleasure in my ears. Your moans are my moans and your groans are my groans, because for this moment in time, I am nothing. Nothing but the trigger for your moans and groans. So I listen and I answer your noises the same way I would answer your commands, with my usual willingness and eagerness to please you. My head would bob up and down your shaft, and oh, you can feel my mouth vibrate as I hum contentedly around you. Oh, the soft still of your cock between my lips, the salt of your pre-cum on my tongue, the beat of your pulse on the roof of my mouth, the warmth of your balls in my palm. Oh, they all serve to feed me. Oh, they feed the deep-seated need I have to be owned, to be yours. Because as you accept my gift of pleasure, it is me you embrace, me you savor. And when your groans turn into growls, and when the muscles of your thighs seize on either side of me, when your heart rate reaches new heights, well, so does my hunger. I take you deeper then, until you hit the back of my throat, and I gag and salivate on your cock like the starving slut I am. Again and again I take you like that, like I can't have enough. Then you would grab me by the hair and start bucking your hips against my face. You know you don't have to ask. You know that my mouth and my throat are yours. So you ram your cock in my mouth. My warm, willing mouth. And I gag and choke and tears start sliding down my cheeks. And yet when your wild stare meets my wet, fluttery one, you know what I want to say but can't. Please, sir, please. Don't stop. And then you let out a savage growl that takes root deep inside your chest and reaches out to touch me between my legs. And I feel your cum shooting down my throat, ropes and ropes of it flooding my mouth. And I do my best to take everything you're giving me like the most dedicated whore. And that is a beautiful thing, isn't it? Because I am your perfect little whore, aren't I? I would keep you in my mouth until I'm sure I swallowed every last drop of your load. Until I'm sure you've stopped pulsing. And then I would sit back on my heels and wait. I will look up at you and watch as your breath slows down, same as mine. And I wait. I wait for you to tell me the words I need. Tell me the words I crave. I wait for you to tell me what a good girl I am.